Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a tunnel that slices through the mighty Brahmaputra, allowing a train and a highway to glide beneath one of the world's widest rivers, rain or shine, flood or quake. That vision has just moved from paper to approval, and it promises to reshape the entire northeast of India. Why is this in the news? The Union Cabinet has given the green light to India's first underwater Relkamrod twin tunnel beneath the Brahmaputra River in Assam. The project will cost a staggering 18,662 crore rupees and will link Gohapur on the north bank to Numaligarh on the south bank through a 15.79 kilometer dual tube tunnel. This corridor will cut travel time dramatically and will be a game changer for connectivity and strategic access in the northeast. Let us first understand the project overview. The Brahmaputra Railroad Twin Tunnel will be the nation's inaugural underwater transport tunnel and, upon completion, only the second combined railroad underwater structure in the whole world. Its core specifications include a twin-tube tunnel stretching 15.79 kilometers, forming part of a total transport corridor of about 33.7 kilometers, and it will be built under an engineering procurement construction, or EPC, model, reflecting its strategic importance. Why is such a tunnel needed? The Brahmaputra itself presents a massive natural barrier. It is one of the widest rivers on the planet, expanding to 10 to 15 kilometers across in many places, and its seasonal floods can swell its footprint even further. The river cleaves Assam into a north bank. Districts like Lakhimpur, Dhemaji, Sonitpur, Biswanath, Darang, and a south bank, Nagav, Golaghat, Jorhat, Dibrugarh, Shivsagar, Tinsukia. Crossing this watery divide has long been a logistical nightmare. Consider the current situation. The main crossing near Tejpur is the Kalia-Bhomora Bridge, but using it forces vehicles to travel a detour of roughly 240 kilometers, taking about 6 hours. Only a handful of bridges, road and rail, span the entire Brahmaputra in Assam, and each is vulnerable to the river's monsoon floods, which can render the approaches unusable for months. The Bogibeel Bridge at Dibrugarh, opened in 2018, is the only combined railroad bridge across the river, but even that cannot guarantee year-round, all-weather movement. Now, what does the tunnel change? First, it creates a direct north-south link at the latitude of Gohapur and Numaligarh. Because the tunnel is completely flood-proof, it will operate 24/7, irrespective of the season. The distance between the two banks shrinks from an arduous 240 kilometers to a straight corridor of about 33.7 kilometers. In practical terms, people, goods and even military logistics will enjoy all-weather, uninterrupted connectivity. The tunnel is also a connectivity multiplier. Beyond the tunnel itself, it will link four railway stations, enhancing both freight and passenger services across the northeast. It will provide road access to two airports, serving civilian and military needs, and connect to inland waterway terminals on the Brahmaputra, integrating river transport with land routes. Most importantly, it will give direct road connectivity to the Numaligarh refinery, which currently processes 3 million tons per annum and is slated to expand to 9 million tons. This link is vital for the petroleum supply chain serving the entire northeast. Cities that will feel the impact include Numaligarh, Tejpur, Gohapur, Dibrugarh and Itanagar, the capital of Arunachal Pradesh. In effect, the tunnel pulls Arunachal Pradesh tighter into the national transport grid. Moreover, the South Bank terminal at Numaligarh sits right next to the buffer zone of Kaziranga National Park. Improved access will boost ecotourism and enable faster emergency response for wildlife management. Turning to the strategic and defense significance, Assam is the gateway to the entire northeastern region. All land routes to Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Meghalaya and Tripura either pass through or skirt Assam. Historically, the Brahmaputra has been a formidable barrier for military logistics. The border with China along Arunachal Pradesh stretches for about 1,129 kilometers, known as the McMahon Line. In any conflict scenario, the Indian Armed Forces need to mobilize troops rapidly on the north bank, which faces China. Relying on bridges alone is risky. They can be targeted by airstrikes or crippled by flooding. A floodproof underground tunnel, therefore, offers a far more secure and resilient route. The tunnel's strategic value is amplified when viewed alongside the Sela Tunnel in Arunachal Pradesh, opened in 2024, which provides all-weather road access to Tawang. Together, these two tunnels form a new spine of military-grade infrastructure in the northeast. Adding to this, on the same day the tunnel was approved, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the Northeast's first emergency landing facility at Moran, Dibrugarh, on National Highway 15. This facility enables fighter jets and transport aircraft to use sections of highway as makeshift runways, dispersing air power away from vulnerable fixed airfields and further strengthening defense preparedness. Now, let us consider the engineering challenges. Building an underwater tunnel beneath a river as dynamic as the Brahmaputra is no ordinary feat. The valley lies in seismic zone V, the highest risk category, and has already witnessed two of the most powerful recorded earthquakes in 1897 and 1950. The riverbed consists of highly variable alluvial soil, which is far from ideal for conventional immersed tube or tunnel boring machine methods. Moreover, the Brahmaputra is a braided river with multiple shifting channels, making the identification of a stable alignment a painstaking geotechnical exercise. These complexities justified the government's decision to adopt an EPC model rather than a public-private partnership, placing the risk and responsibility firmly on the state for this national security critical infrastructure. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the Brahmaputra's length of about 2,900 kilometers, its origins in the Chemayungdung Glacier in Tibet where it is called the Tsangpo, its entry into India as the Siang or Dihang, its name changed to Brahmaputra in Assam, and its exit into Bangladesh as the Jamuna before joining the Ganges Padma Meghna system. Keep in mind the key bridges, Kalia Bhomora Bridge, Bogibil Bridge, the longest railroad bridge in India at 4.94 kilometers, and the new twin tunnel. Note the strategic entities, Numaligarh Refinery, Emergency Landing Facility, and the Seismic Zone V classification. For mains, you can discuss Northeast connectivity under the Act East policy, the role of strategic infrastructure in national security, the significance of inland waterways, and compare financing models such as EPC versus PPP. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Brahmaputra Tunnel is the first underwater railroad tunnel in India and the second of its kind worldwide. Its twin tube length measures 15.79 kilometers, while the entire corridor spans 33.7 kilometers. The north terminal is at Gopur in Biswanath district and the south terminal at Numaligarh in Golaghat district. The project cost stands at 18,662 crore rupees and is being executed under an EPC mode. It will generate roughly 80 lakh person days of employment. The tunnel will connect four railway stations, two airports and two inland waterway terminals. Turning to the river itself, the Brahmaputra stretches about 2,900 kilometers, making it the third longest river in Asia. It originates from the Chemayungdung Glacier in Tibet, where it is known as the Tsangpo, enters India through Arunachal Pradesh as the Siang or Dihang, becomes the Brahmaputra in Assam, and finally joins the Jamuna in Bangladesh before merging with the Ganges Padma Meghna system and emptying into the Bay of Bengal. In Assam, its width reaches 10 to 15 kilometers, placing it among the world's widest rivers, and it lies in seismic zone V, the region of the historic 1897 Shillong and 1950 Assam earthquakes. Other infrastructure worth recalling includes the Bogibeel Bridge at Dibrugarh, the longest railroad bridge in India at 4.94 kilometers, the Sela Tunnel opened in 2024, the Bhupen Hazarika Setu, Dhola Sadia, at 9.15 kilometers, and the Rani Gaidinliu Setu, the longest bridge in Manipur. The Numaligarh refinery currently processes 3 million tons per annum and is expanding to 9 million tons. The emergency landing facility at Morin, Dibrugarh, is the first of its kind in the Northeast. All these elements tie into the Act East policy, which aims to enhance connectivity to ASEAN nations, replacing the older Look East policy. In closing, the Brahmaputra Railroad Twin Tunnel is not just an engineering marvel, it is a strategic lifeline that will stitch together the social, economic, and defense fabric of India's Northeast, turning a natural barrier into a conduit of progress and security.